Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how to write link queries over collections of objects and how we can join and aggregate these collections using some of the new query expressions in Visual Basic 9. I've got Visual Basic open right now. I've created a form with two grids, one called suppliers and one called shippers. These grids are bound to these binding sources that are here down in the component tray. So let's take a look at this code. I'm going to right click, View code, and you'll see I've got some code in our load. First, I'm going to make sure that I set the data grid views to auto-generate columns. So, because what we're going to do is we're going to basically write some queries, and we want to make sure the grid displays the fields properly. So now I've created two collections, shippers and suppliers, and they're just a list, generic lists of shipper and supplier. These two classes are very simple. Let's right-click and go to definition of a shipper. The shipper class has a name and region property, two string properties. And if we go back and check out the supplier, you'll see that generally the same thing. It has a few more properties, but it also has a name and a region property, as well as a contact name and a state. Okay, so back on our form, I populated these collections of shippers and suppliers with some data here. So now we're set up and we can run this form. There's no link involved. I just basically bound the grids to the binding sources, and those binding sources, data source, are these collections. So here we have suppliers and shippers. So now let's write some link queries over these collections. So for our first query, let's do something simple. Let's select all the suppliers and shippers in the South region. So I'm just going to dim South sup equals, and let's write our query from supplier in me.suppliers. That's our supplier. That's our collection where supplier.region is equal to South. Let's just select the supplier. Okay, so that'll just give us the suppliers in the South region, and then we can go ahead and dim South ship equals from shipper in me.shippers where shipper.region equals South. Actually, let's do this. Maybe some South are too lower. Maybe they're uppercase and lowercase inside our collection, so this will go ahead and select regardless of casing. Okay. Select shipper. Okay, so now we can go ahead and just bind directly to the queries here. So this is our supplier, so South Sup, and this is our shipper, South Ship. Okay, so go ahead and run this, hit F5. So now you'll see that we only have our suppliers and our shippers in the South region. Okay, so that was a simple where clause on our queries. So let's do something a little bit more exciting. Let's take and join these together. So I want to see all of the suppliers with matching shippers in the same region. So how can we do that? Okay, so what I'll do is we'll go ahead and comment out this grid here, or this binding source, and we'll just work with the one query. Okay, so let's remove that. So what I want to do is I want to join these together. Okay, let's join them without a condition, without the where. Okay, so we're going to join all of the shippers into the suppliers where they match on the region. So we use this join syntax to do that. So shipper, join shipper in me.shippers. This is the collection we have. Okay, on, and we need to join it on a certain property. So the shipper.region equals the supplier.region. Okay? So that will join basically the shippers with the matching suppliers. Okay, so let's go ahead and run this. So actually, let's rename this because it's more like available suppliers. Okay. There we go, available suppliers. And instead of just selecting just the supplier, let's also select something from the shipper. So let's do supplier name and the shipper name. Okay, so now you notice when I select shipper and supplier name, I get an error on one of them because the property name is the same. So we would end up, we can't have the same properties of our query, right? So name and name, so we have to alias this. So that's pretty easy. We can just say shipper name equal to ship name. So now we'll end up with two properties, name and shipper name. I could even name this one if I wanted to. So let's go ahead and just check this out, and we'll see the grid. We'll have all of our suppliers here, okay, with matching shippers, okay? So Costco has one, Northern Shipping. Sam's Wholesale here has one. But you'll notice Royal Foods has three shippers, okay, in the region. Okay, so that joined those two unrelated collections together. Okay, we just picked a property region to join them on. So that's like an inner join. Okay, so now what if I wanted to, rather than do an inner join, I want to do like an outer join, meaning I want all of the suppliers, regardless of whether there are shippers in that region or not. So what we need to do is a group join in that case. So let's take a look at some of our data and make sure we have it set up so that it shows off the group join. You'll notice that I have suppliers here in north, south, and east. No, nothing in the west. Okay, so let's try and go through all of the shippers. Let's list all the shippers and their matching suppliers. If there aren't any, I still want to see all of the shippers, okay? So basically we're going to do, instead of selecting suppliers and joining in the shippers, we're going to select all the shippers and then join in all of the matching suppliers, okay? So if there aren't any matching suppliers, we're still going to see the shipper. That's the idea, right? So what I want to do is I want to say matching suppliers here. Okay, so we're going to say from shipper in me dot shippers. Okay, so what we do is we do what's called a group join in this case. So group join supplier on in, sorry, me dot suppliers. Okay, on. Now we need to do the same kind of thing. Shipper.region equals the supplier.region. Okay, now we have to put it into something. Now, because this is going to create a collection for each shipper that we have, it's going to create a collection of suppliers. Okay, instead of a flat result set, we're going to end up with a one-to-many relationship in this query here. So I'm going to call this available suppliers equal to group. Okay, so now we can select shipper and available suppliers. Okay, so that will give us a collection of shippers and their collection of available suppliers. Okay, that makes sense. So what I'm going to do here now is I'm going to say that the data source is the matching suppliers, okay? And what we're gonna see, you'll see in this grid, is something interesting because of the way that the data source is gonna work. You'll see that it can't render these objects, right? So available suppliers is actually a collection itself, and shipper is actually an object, okay, itself. So in order to display this properly, we can do a couple things. So the first way we can do this is we can just go ahead and print this out by using console write lines. I want to get you a feel for what's actually in this query. So let's just dump this out real easily. So for each item in matching suppliers, okay, we're going to go ahead and console.write line the item. Here's the shipper. Okay, it's just the shipper class, and then it's matching suppliers, okay, available suppliers for each shipper. And that's a collection of supplier, an IEnumerable of supplier. So that's what the query creates. So now we can just go ahead and iterate through this. So go ahead and let's just dump out the name Okay, and then we'll go ahead and put the region as well. Okay, region. Okay, and then we can go ahead inside of here for each sup in dot available suppliers. Okay, go ahead and console dot write line. Let's indent this a little bit. Sup dot name. And go ahead and it's region two. Okay, so let's go ahead and run this, and this is just going to dump out to the output window. So hit F5 and we'll go ahead and take a look at our output window here. And we can see now that this performed a group join because Speedy Shipping in the West doesn't have any, there's no Western suppliers. Okay, so you'll see Northern Shipping here, and it's got Costco and Sam's Wholesale as the shippers. So here's Alpine, it's also in the West, so there are no shippers in the West. Okay, so that's how we performed a group join. Very similar to an outer join. So what if we want to actually display, though, these things in the grid? So one way to do this is we can create a dictionary of shippers as the key, these objects, and then their available suppliers as the values, which will create basically a one-to-many between the shipper and their available suppliers, and it'll allow us to easily data bind to the grids. So let's create a class level variable up here, and we'll just call it private, we'll call it group ship as a dictionary. Okay, so it's going to be a dictionary of shipper and an enumerable or a collection of suppliers. Okay, and then we're going to go ahead and we don't need this anymore, so we'll get rid of this. And oh, just noticed we have a spelling mistake, so let me matching suppliers, that's what I wanted to call it. Okay, so let's go ahead and just set this group ship, okay, equal to. And what we can do is we can take our query, and you'll notice that there are some extension methods on the IEnumerable here. To a dictionary is one of them, so it'll allow us to go ahead and create a dictionary from this query, which is exactly what we want. And so what I'm going to create a dictionary of is of shipper and an IEnumerable of supplier. Okay, and then what it wants to do is it wants us to pass it a lambda expression or an inline function. And so this is going to basically get us the shipper from this query. So we can go ahead and say function. This is the lambda expression syntax, x for instance, and then you'll notice x dot. And there's our shipper, okay, right here. And then the next parameter will be another lambda expression. Let's call it y. And I have a little IntelliSense issue here, but available supplier. Okay. Okay, so that'll convert to dictionary. And actually, we don't really even need this here either, because VB will automatically get us the right type with just this. Okay, so there we go. So now we have a to dictionary call here, and what it's going to do is create a dictionary of shippers and their matching suppliers. Okay, so what I'm going to do here now is we're going to go ahead and bind that shipper, okay, data source to me.groupship dot keys. Okay, so now that will be the shippers. And then when we move the position in the shipper binding source, I'm going to set the data source of the supplier. Okay, so I'm just going to handle the shipper binding source current changed event. And in here, we'll just set me dot supplier binding source data source is going to equal me dot group ship, and we're just going to pass it the current object, which will be the shipper. So C type me dot shipper binding source current which is a shipper. Okay, and that will basically look up the value, which is going to be the available suppliers, and set that as the data source to the supplier binding source. So now as we scroll through our shippers, we'll have the available suppliers being shown. And so you'll see here we go in west, we don't have any suppliers, but when we go to the north, we'll see that we have two. Okay, and then the south, we also have two. All right, so that's how we can easily bind that in our grids. So now what I want to do is I want to aggregate this group, and instead of selecting all of the available suppliers themselves, I want to actually just get a count of them. So what we can do, let's break this up just a little bit so we can see it easier. So what I'm going to do is instead of creating this here into available suppliers equal group, we can instead say supplier count equals, and then you'll notice that we have some aggregates here, some functions, average, count, any, all. There's the group that we used, max, min, sum. Okay, these are common ones. I'm going to just select count here. Okay, so now what this is going to do is it's going to count up these suppliers for us, and instead of, you know, we don't have this collection anymore, I'm just going to select the shipper name, and then you can go ahead and select supplier count. Okay, there we go. So now that will create an anonymous type, basically a collection of types that are just string and integer. Okay, the name and the count. And so we can go ahead and, for instance, I'll just bind to the top grid here. Okay, matching, there we go, suppliers. Okay, so now when we hit F5, you'll see that I get here are our shippers and then the corresponding matching supplier count, okay, available suppliers for each of these shippers. Okay, so that's how we do an aggregate on a group. Very cool. So I'd like to thank you for your time. If you'd like to check out the Visual Basic Developer Center, we'll be posting updates to these videos there. Please also check out the Visual Basic team blog and my blog for more information. Thanks again.